For 20 years, the Aleutian Arts Council has hosted a classical music performance in the springtime. Past years have featured cellists and violinists. This year, for the first time ever, it features the human voice. University of Alaska Anchorage voice professor Mari Han and three of her students will perform an array of different songs in many languages, all talking about love and friendship. Each of her students is pursuing music as a career with different goals in mind. Amber Gauthier wants to sing opera professionally. Alex Pierce sees himself performing musical theater. Waylon Waddell wants to teach voice and perform on the side. They all believe that they can make music their lives. Alex Pierce.
When I'm singing on stage, I feel like I'm on vacation. I feel like I'm somewhere far, far away. I feel like I can get away without actually going anywhere. And it's a great feeling to have. I also don't think I could make it through college doing anything besides singing. So hopefully I'll eventually get my degree in voice.
For him, it doesn't matter if he makes pennies or millions.
To me, I could be living in a cardboard box, and if I have an opportunity to perform, that's fine. I don't need to have a lot of things. I don't need to have a big house.
But Waddell says pursuing singing as a career does require some sacrifices.
You have to really kind of put checks on yourself, not doing a lot of the same things that other people our age might be doing, like going to bars and talking really loudly or trying to force over other noises that are going on around you. You can't really do that at all, or else you're really going to hurt yourself, especially if you have to perform the next day or whatever.
Gauthier says singing, especially singing opera, also requires you to get away from your normal self and your normal reality.
When I'm singing opera, I mean, you're thinking about the language, you're thinking about contextually, it's, you know, from an era that is, you know, not considered modern. And there's just a lot of things like that you have to consider. I mean, you can still have fun with it and play with it, and you are a character.
Han says singing is the ultimate way to learn about yourself and to release yourself.
For me, singing is a wonderful vehicle towards self-exploration and self-development, because everything comes up in singing. You know, ego, nerves, jealousy, whatever, right? And so as they come up, you just sort of learn how just to kind of, you know, weed out all the negative stuff and just really center yourself and connect with the love of singing and the belief in what you're doing, the passion for it, sharing it with other people.
All of the singers note that singing isn't a talent so much as a skill. Anyone can learn to sing, even if you think you're tone deaf. Han says it can help you connect to others.
The tone of the human voice does something. I think it speaks directly to somebody's heart and soul. So I find that, you know, I've traveled all over the world and it really crosses cultural boundaries. No matter what the language is, there's just something that really appeals to people immediately when they hear a singing voice.
You can hear the group perform their concert, Love and Friendship in Springtime, at 7 p.m. on Saturday in the United Methodist Church. Tickets are $20.
Strange dear, but true dear, when I'm close to you, dear.